Blog Talk Radio.
Holy
okay,
wow.
I love how Blog Talk just cuts off our song.
Yeah, that's awesome, right? Are we on air on YouTube yet?
We done hit the two. We hit the two.
Are you serious?
I'm glad we're not on air this year. I don't think they caught this verb. A very loud verb.
Thanks.
Not on time.
Wait, let me fix my hair.
You are.
That is my Yoda doll. I saw it at GameStop and I just had to buy it. He's adorable. No, you can't have Yoda. Get away.
Aww. I was watching my do recipe ideas, some new things to not be eating and trying. So the guy that does Beyonce's diet that got her all slimmed down after the baby was on there.
Yeah.
Talking about what she, you know, what she eats, what she doesn't like to eat. Really good recipes and the stuff I had not, you know, thought to eat. That's how you get yourself together, y'all. You know, find new and interesting stuff to eat. I sometimes post up stuff. I usually don't very often. Sometimes I'm just like, I'm hungry. I don't really need to be sharing right now. I'm going to eat. I'll get back at y'all later. I'm hungry.
See, I really, really, really need to start doing that again. For real. I need to, like, I slacked off, but I need to start doing it again. Speaking of, shall I do what I've been saying I'm going to do right now? Or you want to wait till Thursday?
If you want, you can do it now. This is Pixie East. It is about some of the geeky image. Yeah.
That is true. All right, bitches. So listen up. So Snow White has an announcement to make. Some of y'all, well, actually, most of y'all who listen know that I am not a small woman, correct? That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So Snow White has been on a mission to better herself and make herself look pretty, you know, because I got to be pretty. So here's the thing, and I'm going to put this as nicely as I can. I hope you're listening. I'm laying down the motherfucking gauntlet. That's right, all y'all bitches. I'm laying down the gauntlet. Snow White is going to go on a diet and start exercising more because she weighs 238 pounds right now. That's right. I said it on air. I'll say it again. 238. Although I started at 270. So
work, bitch, work.
Work. So I've lost 32 pounds so far, and I want to lose a little less than 100 more. So all y'all people out there talk about y'all can't lose weight, y'all can't do it, blah, 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 yakety schmackety bullshit. If I'm doing it, you can do it. You can do it with me, in fact. And I will do my best to give you updates on how I'm doing, what I'm doing, what I'm eating, what, you know, all this other good stuff. So gauntlet is laid down. I challenge each and every one of y'all to better yourself, do something healthy. If you're already thin, then start exercising just to get healthier. You know, you don't have, just because you're thin does not necessarily mean you are healthy. Trust me.
That's right. That's right.
So y'all need to do what you need to do, bitches.
That is awesome, Snow.
Yes, ma'am. I told you I'm going to do it. I just keep forgetting.
Well, see, that's why you need to get on social media with me so you can back me up because, you know, I post up. And it's, like she said, if she can do it, so can you. If I can do
damn
it,
right.
So can you. I'm sick, and I still managed to get in some exercise, drop a few pounds here and there.
You know what? Let me give some background on me right fast so they can understand what I'm dealing with, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I have always been a big girl, always. For as long as there was one period in high school when I didn't, where I wasn't a big girl, but that was because I was basically binging and purging. So that's how I lost the weight. Not healthy, by the way. It fucked up my vocal cords bad. Mm. But I'm from a Southern family, and you know us Southerners, we love our food. Southern family, deep South. I'm talking like soul food, collard greens. We had pork shoulder, all that other good stuff. Any event whatsoever. Someone dies, let's get food. Someone gets married, let's get food. Someone graduates, let's get food. It's your birthday, let's have food. Is it 4th of July? Oh, yes. Food time. Oh, yes. So everything was about food. If you were sad, you ate. If you were happy, you ate. If you were upset you ate, everything was. So that's what I'm dealing with. And if I can lose 32 pounds, then y'all can do it. Okay.
That is right.
Just so y'all know. And you don't have to do much. I'm sorry. I'm almost done. I promise.
It's good. I actually posted up on our Twitter. You can get fit with us because all of us here are on a mission to get fit. Yeah. And dare I say, I've kind of pushed this one. She was doing some, but I kind of pushed them a little bit. I don't push us as hard as I would like to. And I haven't been posting lately. I'll tell y'all why I haven't been posting lately. And nobody knows you say a damn thing because I've already been fussed at enough. As I said, I have an illness. Which kind of I have to be very careful about how much exercise I do. I decided I was going to do the 30-day beach body challenge. If you look at my Facebook, you saw when I announced it, I'm doing the 30-day beach body challenge. The fourth day has 200 crunches and 50 burpees. I did it, but I paid dearly for it. So I've had to slack off. And if you don't know what burpees are, go look them up on the internet and see that and then be amazed that
Corey,
I did 50. What?
Do you see this face?
Yes, I see the face. You know what? I forgot we were able to share screen, so I'm going to show y'all what burpees are real quick. And if there's nothing wrong with you physically, like Snow is telling you, if you're fine, you've been to the doctor says you're good to go, you can exercise, then you can do this. You can do 30dayfitnesschallenges.com. It's a good thing for you if you want to see results. What was it I was doing, the ab challenge? You will start to see results in the first week.
You do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's painful. It's painful, but you'll see them.
I did it, but when I started, because y'all got to understand, I was very sedentary, extremely sedentary. I didn't do shit. And I did the ab challenge, and I saw a major difference in a week. My stomach was a lot flatter. I was like, holy shit, whoa. I looked down, and you know, like when I used to look down, and I used to see my belly kind of poking out above my boobs. Mm-hmm. Now I look down, all I see are boobs. I'm like, yay, boobs.
And if you and you do that for 30 days, and then what they tell you is once you're done, you start over, you do it again, you double it up. And then if you, like I said, one of my friends was like, he doesn't agree with doing, spots, on your body. I do because I need to be able to see the results. I can't do it all over, and because of the illness that I have, I can't do it either. If y'all watch, y'all see the burpees. Now imagine doing 50 of these.
Yeah, those are hard. Those are really fucking hardcore.
It was a hard push. I really should not have done it. By the time I hit about 20, my body was like, no. And I was like, yes, we're going to do. No, I should have stopped.
Now, Corey, her level of fitness is way above mine. Even with the illness, she is still a lot more fit than I am. So someone like me, someone very sedentary, you really do kind of want to work up to that point.
Let me finish. You finish and then I'm going to tell you why. I don't think I'm higher than you at all.
I think you are. And the only reason I say that is because I listen to you talk and I know how I am. So let me just roll with that, okay? Because when I say I'm sedentary, I am not lying. I don't do shit, okay? Or I didn't do shit, I should say. But so if you are like me and you're very sedentary, and I hate working out with a fucking passion, okay, but you can't think about how you hate working out in the moment. You know, you have to think about how good it feels after, because it really does feel good. When you lose that weight, because I remember one of my biggest things was
she's up to about 20 now, but continue. I'm like, damn.
I know. I can't do that shit. But I needed some new jeans because I only had one pair of jeans that fit. But they were getting kind of baggy, and I'm like, God, I don't want to go buy any jeans. I hate fucking shopping. That's all big girls know. We hate shopping, right? Mm-hmm. So, well, most big girls, I should say. Some don't care. But I do. I hate shopping. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go try on these pair of jeans. I might as well. I mean, they've been here forever. So I slid on those jeans that I had not been able to wear in probably 4 years. 4 years, mind you. I slid on these jeans, and I was like, whoa. They slid on easy. So I went to button them. Didn't even have to suck in. Just button those things and zipped them right up with no problem. No dancing around. No laying on the bed and sucking in. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Lay on the bed. Suck in.
Know.
Wrestling with it. Yeah, none of that. Just up, zip, button, done. I went, whoop, new jeans, bitches. Oh, yeah. And strutted around the house for a little bit. Oh, yeah. I mean, you start slow. Do really small things. When I started doing it, I started parking farther away from stores, so I had to walk farther. And when I go to a fast food restaurant, instead of ordering like the cheeseburger that I used to love so much, which actually I can't stand now, I'll order a salad. You know, I'm still getting fast food. It's fast, it's cheap, it's easy, but it's a salad.
And I know you guys are like, this is Pixinista. This is part of us being healthy, to be able to enjoy your game and not be in the hospital.
Yeah.
Or I'm not going to name any names, but I have a certain friend that has gout as a gamer. I have a couple of you out there that have had strokes. And all these are most of the time has to do with not eating properly. And as gamers, we're guilty of it. I am guilty of it. I think a big setback for me where you say I'm further along than you, I wasn't. I was at a time because our games were more physical. Guitar Hero means you stand up when you play.
Yes.
When I play Rock Band, when I got the drum set, that was me. That was my exercise. And I use my Wii a lot. I know some of you are like, I hate the Wii. I don't want to get up and move around. But you need to get those games where they force you to get up so that you're still enjoying something that you like and you're getting up off the couch so that when you do spend the next 6 hours playing Call of Duty, you've got an exercise because you are going to sit down and play Call of Duty. I understand. I sat in my chair all day Saturday playing City Skylines and then Secret World, which is not good for me. But if my Wii was still working, if I hadn't killed it, or if we had more good games, hello Xbox, fix it, fitness game, then I would probably be up because I do enjoy that. I don't like going outside. Don't necessarily want to be outside, but if I can find a way to fit it into something fun, as Snow says, you don't want to focus on the. I hate to exercise, but find whatever it is that you like to do. If you like punch people in the face, oh my God, Snow, do you see what's on my screen? I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm just gonna let you look. I'm not gonna call you out, but anyway.
God damn! Hello.
Yeah, hello. He is hot.
Hey.
Oh yeah.
He is very.
Rawr.
Ooh, oh my
Asian
God.
Asian boys represent. So
you know what? You might as well call me out. It's obvious now.
Yes. Latino boys represent.
Yes. Snow White has a small thing for Asian boys. I don't know why.
Latino boys, they love me too.
Yeah.
So it's good. Yeah. I'll take two. I can have that one on the other side. Check out the black boy too. What's up, baby?
What? I like the black boy too.
We'll share him.
Him.
We'll share him.
Okay. That works.
One and a half.
Yes.
You find stuff that you like to do that's outside of gaming, or you mix the two. I talk about this app all the time, I haven't talked about it in a while, the Zombie Run app, which I can't use, but that doesn't mean you can't as a gamer. Yeah. It is a fabulous thing. I did enjoy it when I got to use it. Of course, like I said, it was yanked for me. My doctor said, no, you got to work your way up to running for long periods of time anyway. I could do short bursts, but yeah, that was wonderful to be playing a game, where I had to dodge left. I don't really see anything. It's all in your imagination and in your ears. But get that and have a fabulous time. Oh, hey now.
Oh, the shirt
naked boys, naked boys. Talking about.
Sorry. Hey. Did I just giggle?
Yes.
Okay.
Another thing, unfortunately, our Ginger is having a storm, but something that Ginger does, which I thought was awesome, is Ginger has a treadmill, and she had her computer hooked up, so that she could walk on the treadmill while she was on her computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the most awesome thing ever. So these are things that you can just do as a gamer. You don't have to leave your games behind. You could bring them with you. You could go to the gym and take your PSP or your Nintendo 3DS and get on the treadmill and play whatever it is you play and then walk. But you got to get up and move, people, because we're the generation that's going to die way too young because we play so much games and don't move off the couch. You have to. Can't enjoy the games if you did, and oh my God, they need oil on them.
They do. I'm like mesmerized.
he just did a backflip.
He just did a backflip.
I would love to be just that fit. Just wow. Although I probably wouldn't do backflips. I have a fear of any kind of height. I like to stay on the ground. I can't even jump off.
Now let me tell you one thing that I've actually learned. For a long period, I went through a really hellacious time. No need to go into it. But I started taking better care of myself, and I'm started to make a nightly ritual out of taking care of myself. So at night, I do some stretches, like some yoga exercises. Go to wash my face. Do all the little girly shit I never did before. And then in the morning time, I wake up and I'm going to start working out every morning. I do it sporadically, but I need to start doing it every morning and make it a ritual. And then it's hard to get started. It's hard as fuck to get started. And it's really hard to keep going. But if you make it a ritual, like at this time, right before you go to bed, you're going to do this. Right when you get up, you're going to do this. If you make it a ritual, it becomes easier to keep up with, at least to me.
Yoga at night is good, but don't do
any
of this type of stuff, burpees or ab challenges before you go to bed. You will not be able to sleep. That's what that endorphin rush is for.
Yes.
Get up early enough to do it. Like if you watch me on Facebook every morning, not for the past two mornings because I've been put on restrictions for the past month or so, I run up the stairs, and I live on the third floor. So I would run up and then down. Then when I got easy, when I realized I could run up the stairs without getting out of breath, then I go up and then down and then come up again. Preteenagers would sometimes come out with me, and we'd race up the stairs and back down. And that's what you do, as Snow said. You just start with what you can do. You may not be able to run up the stairs. Maybe you can only make it up three, or maybe you can only walk up a few. You know what? You know who amazed me? My grandmother is, cancer survivor, starting to try to get back in shape. She goes walking every day. She, the first time she came to visit, she could barely get up the stairs. She was having an issue. This past time, she actually got upstairs. She's a little bit out of breath, but she's 75. So some of you people out there, come on now. You're younger. Get up and move around so you can actually be around to enjoy, the Xbox 15. Come stay around with us. Let's be together, and I want to see you at PAX, 15 years from now. We're old gray-haired people, and you're in great shape, and I'm in great shape. But it's not going to be easy. It is not just the exercise. You do have to watch what you eat, and you have to learn other ways to cook things. We've gone over recipes before, and maybe we'll extend this to Thursday. Maybe we come up with some good stuff to eat that we
eat. That's a good idea.
So Thursday, maybe we'll come up with recipes, because I eat a whole lot of turkey, which is very lean.
And we can actually, honestly, between Corey and myself, we can come up with a lot of alternatives to the fattening recipes that you like. Like, I have this recipe for Brussels sprout pasta, and I know it sounds disgusting, but trust me, if you cook Brussels sprouts the correct way, they are so good. And you use whole wheat pasta. You don't use the regular pasta. You use whole wheat pasta, and it's just a good nutty texture or flavor, and it's got such a good texture to it. It's got a lot of bite to it.
Naked girl,
awesome.
Naked girl, Snow.
Ooh, hello.
She's going against the
guy. She's cute too.
Oh wow,
nice.
She is holding her own against that guy.
You go, girl.
Work, girl. I like the Brussels sprout pasta. There is another one that I saw on TV where the Brussels sprout is the pasta. Cauliflower is the pasta.
Yes, I've seen that too. And by the way, it sounds really disgusting, and I didn't think I'd like it, but if you do like the faux mashed potatoes with cauliflower instead of actual potatoes, it was really good. I didn't think it would be.
I've had that, and you told me about that. It is delicious.
Yes, it actually is really good.
You know what we need to talk about Thursday? I will tell you guys about the breakfast muffin. There's actually no muffin in it, but
you need that recipe too.
Will you get it from Fitmin Cook? He has a couple of different versions now, but if you want something to eat in the morning, filling, because I think that's the biggest thing for a lot of you, keep thinking when you eat healthy, you're not going to get full. People are really trying now to show you this is how full you can get. As a matter of fact, I was thinking, I need to write to Dr. Oz and say, what do you do when you can't eat all the time that they tell you to eat? I really can't eat a lot of this, as many times as they tell you today to eat, with some of the stuff that I picked to eat that's high protein and it's fiber and it's filled.
Oh, the girl won.
Of course she
did. Yes.
Of course she did. Work, girl, work. I can't eat like 15 times a day. It's not 15. You're supposed to eat like 5 or 6 times a day, but I can't. I really can't. I'm trying to figure out how can I get, what I need to get without having to eat all those times. So then you got cleanses now. I'm going to be clear. Cleanses are good if you do them the right way. Please do not be drinking Tabasco sauce and vinegar and lemon juice and maple syrup
I will tell you from a scientific standpoint, cleanses are not something you want to do often, maybe once a month or once every other month. You don't want to do them often because you need to keep your body stable. Your body likes to be stable. And I know the cleanses help clean you out and do all that other good stuff, and that's fine. But if you do it too much, you actually will upset the balance of your body. So you want to make sure that your body is stable.
It depends on the cleanse.
It does depend on the cleanse, but you still don't want to do it all the time. Okay.
It depends on the cleanse. That's what I was saying before you interrupted me and keep telling me to stop interrupting you. If you go to Dr. Oz, because that's what I've been doing all day,
Dr. Oz is a quack.
I would have said the same, but I'm across from the medical center, so we've had doctors on our local news that say this is where Dr. Oz is, exactly what he's talking about. This other stuff may or may not be him, that whole diet pill scandal, but there are cleanses that you can drink every day that is not a full-on, I'm trying to poop everything out that I ate cleanse. It's just something that you need that you're not getting. But you have to go to look at his stuff or whatever. But I'm not going to tell you what those are. I'm just going to tell you, please don't drink Tabasco sauce, lemon juice, and
no.
vinegar and that type of stuff and thinking that it's going to help you.
That is bad.
The true ones, the true cleanses have healthy stuff in them that you're supposed to be, that you need, that you maybe aren't getting on a daily basis, or something that you maybe don't eat all the time that you need. Now, we got to move on to some weather.
Yes. One more thing, though, before we get off this. You really do want to eat a lot of small meals per day, like 4 to 5 small meals per day. No, if you eat a big meal, you're full for a little bit, and sometimes you're like really just achingly full. And if you eat too big of a meal, you can actually stretch out your stomach. And that is scientific fact, by the way. You can stretch your stomach out, and you really don't want to do that. Okay, so make sure you eat 4 to 5 small, healthy meals per day. Lay off on a lot of the carbs. Eat a little bit more protein, but not a whole lot. You really want to stick to a lot of lean protein, veggies, and some fruit, but not a whole lot of sugary fruits like bananas are super sugary. But anyway, moving on.
You be specific about the carbs, which we'll cover Thursday.
Yes.
There are carbs
yes.
that are good for you, but...
Yes, but not all of them. Please just be careful with those.
Okay? People, it's storming outside.
Yes, and she was singing Christmas songs a few moments ago. Just so y'all are aware, that's what I've been dealing with.
I would tell y'all the story of behind why I'm singing Christmas songs when it has to do with weather, but I'm not gonna. It's an inside joke in my house. I'll tell Snow when we get off the air, but there's an inside joke that I'm not gonna. Y'all don't need to know every detail of our lives. Sometimes we get a little too personal with y'all.
Yeah, like that one time when we didn't know the show was on air.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that.
All right, go ahead.
You want to go first or me?
Actually, I could show. Cause
why is there booty on your screen?
Oh, is there booty?
She got a nice booty, too. That is a nice booty.
Oh, she's doing, what kind of squats are those? I don't know those.
But that's
I don't
nice,
know those.
Nice butt. That
I don't
is
know
a
them.
Nice butt.
Come I on. Don't know those squats, so I'm going to move along from those. Yeah. Because, you know, I don't know everything. I'm still picking up my fitness hither and yon. That was a little, It was a nice bump, Mom. It was nice.
It was a nice view. I got to give her that. It was a nice view.
Yeah, but mine is natural, so I don't need to work on that one. See? Pick out the spot you need to work on.
That's right.
I need my arms. Anyway, okay, so because I live in Storm Alley, probably the storm that Ginger's getting will be here sometime tonight. And my power's always going out, hers too, and unfortunately. And some of you live in the areas where the weather is opposite. Like in the wintertime, you have the same thing. Your power's going out, it's cold, you know, you're stuck indoors, you can't go out. So we were kind of grabbing things. What would a geek need to have during these times? So this is something I don't have that I would like to have, but I think it's cool. A clip-on LED light. I don't have glasses anymore, but I can clip it in my hair or something, you know.
You can find something to clip it on.
You can find something to clip on your clothes, but you should probably keep one of these on hand. I know when the lights go out, some of you are like, oh no, can I get on the intranet? So let me get out my cell phone. You should probably hang on to your cell phone if it's a storm that bad because you don't know if anything's going to happen.
Yes.
But if it's not too bad and you know and you put your cell phone to the side, get out a book and read a little bit.
Yep.
And every geek has got books in their house, whether it be about books about games or you picked up the GameStop magazine, pick it up. And this is a good thing to have on hand. You won't be too bored while you wait for the lights to come back on. It's very small. Look at this. 8 grams, 0.3 ounces.
That's not bad at all.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the 60 LU is. I'm assuming that has to do with the – what is it, science teacher? What is LUs?
I don't know. I'm a biology teacher, man. I don't know that shit.
You're supposed to know all sciences and stuff.
Whatever, dude. I teach biology. That's what I'm certified for.
Scientists and stuff. But they come in all these pretty. You can get other kind. Look at this one. This one clips on your book.
Oh, that's nice. See, I like that one because it also helps to hold the pages down.
Yes, because that irritates the fuck out of me.
I was just about to say that exact phrase right there. Get out of my head.
Irritates me to no end when my pages are not acting right, especially when the book starts to get good and you're trying to, you're like, your hand is already tired because you've been holding it with one hand trying to drink something with the other. You're like, ow, fuck. I cannot tell you how much times I got stains on books, feel coffee, tea, juice.
You start trying to find a comfortable position, and I start out like laying on my back, and then I roll over to my side, and then I'll try to rest on my belly, but I got big boobs, so that doesn't work. So then I go over to my other side, so then I sit up, then I drape a leg over the back of the couch. I mean, seriously, there's like, I'm, Oh, my God. There's, I can't stand really it.
And it doesn't get any easier. Some of you are like, well, what you need is an e-book. No, you still have the same problem because I got to hold up this pad, tablet, phone up to my face trying to see the words, and then you still switch. Oh, and it's worse when you have an e-book because when you turn, the screen turns. Sometimes your page don't go back where it is. Yeah, so there's no – somebody needs to find an invention that's going to fix this. But at the least, if it's a regular book, as Snow said, you can hold on your pages this way. Yeah, that's kind of awesome. I don't know if I like this particular.
That would irritate the hell out of me. Having that right there, yes.
Yeah, in the sense,
you can see it.
Yes, it's like my eyes keep wanting to travel up to the middle. But some of you might find this nice and want to get one. Yeah.
Well, I can understand the appeal because it centers the light over both of your eyes, which makes it easier to read. But still, I wouldn't want to go cross-eyed staring at the damn thing between my eyes.
Exactly. I think I would need. Let's see how much this bad boy is. That's actually not a bad price. So that means any other ones are probably going to look like it as well. This one's $587. I do love Amazon. I have to stay away from Amazon. I should not have gone. I looked into the Amazon.
You're lost, girl. I'm not coming over there.
Help me. What did you find, Snow? What'd you find?
All right. I found. Let me find what I found.
I'm gonna take
right
my screen
fast.
Did you just do a text and I said, let me find? I need to find right fast.
Yes. Hold on, Pookie, because I seriously lost it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I actually found this on Pinterest, and I think Corey might get mad at me for showing this, but I don't care. I'm doing it anyway.
What?
You'll see. All right.
Am I going to cut you deep?
Possibly, yes. All right. So I found this. Is it showing? Is this shit showing?
Yes,
it
is.
Can you see this? All right. So I found this. It's an app that goes for your Apple Watch, for those of you that bought that
exact
thing. And what happened was whenever it's about to start raining, it actually taps, in quotation mark, your wrist to let you know that it's about to start raining. So it's kind of like a weather indicator on your wrist so you'll know when it's about to start raining. But usually you can tell, you know, because there's clouds in the sky. I'm just saying, you know, look up, even I, and I don't like the big blue room, even I will look up at the sky out the window and be like, oh, it's going to rain. So, you know, usually, but if you don't do that, then you can actually feel, oh, you know what, I just had an idea. For somebody who might be blind, this is perfect.
Well, yeah, that's exactly who it would be for, somebody who can't see. But even still, you can smell. I don't understand. Some people can't smell that. I can.
I can smell it.
There's a change in the air, like distinctly about 10 to 15 minutes before it rains. I don't.
Yeah.
It smells thick is the only thing I can think of.
I can feel it too because my head. I can feel the pressure in my head change. Sometimes I get headaches because of the weather change.
Because you have migraines, I don't have them constant, but I have them enough to where I feel a little pressure. But that smell usually is what I'm like. You know, oh, we got 10 minutes. We need to get in.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
But for a blind person who may not be able to quite, you know, pick up on the smell, because in Texas sometimes it's hard because it's always humid, so it always sometimes smells like it's going to rain, then it might be a good, very good app to have.
I thought that was a good idea. And it's made by Dark Sky, so if you know who they are, great. If not, then, well, now you know. Yay!
Aww.
That is so nice.
That is really lovely. I love how you did it.
That is a nice app. I like that app.
That's a good app.
I like that app.
Oh, is it my turn again?
Yes, that was short. I got a lot of stuff off Pinterest, and it's not really like essentials for weather because I couldn't find them, but it's stuff that might be cute for weather. I know.
It is. It's very cute. Wait a minute. I got two things first because, okay, those of you who have little people, my little person is not so little, so this will not work on her anymore. I hate to tell y'all. She will cut me deep. Be like, what? You want me to do what? No, I don't think so. I got an iPad. It's fully charged. I'll be playing that. How come I can't connect to the intranet, mommy? But for those of you who have little people, if the power should go out, is something you could probably whip up in a pinch. Look, it's just cut paper. It's a math game. Look.
Oh, that's cute.
You're like, oh, my God, what do I do? My baby can't watch Zoobily Zoo or whatever it is they watch nowadays because, you know, like I said, my little one's not so little anymore. You throw this together. Get some paper, cut it out. Rainy day math game.
I like that.
Also, it helps distract them if they're scared of thunder. Pre-tenacious is very, it still is kind of afraid of thunder. She won't kill me for saying that. But yeah, you, this is really good.
Mommy, why did you tell them that?
Sometimes she actually calls me Mommy Natrix, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
They're like, Mommy Natrix, why'd you say blah, blah, blah on the air? I'm like, I don't know. I was talking. They was listening. I thought it was a good time to tell them. As you hear, you see all of our boards. Let me see. Wait a minute. Is that the right one? I don't think I – no, that's our Winter Geek board that I never put anything in. Sorry, y'all, if y'all waiting on that one. Wait a minute. I'm trying to find our new one because I had the cutest umbrellas that you all would love.
I blame Corey for that. Just saying.
What, the umbrella?
No, the not putting stuff in the Winter Geek thing.
And there is no telling what happened that day with us, honestly.
we are just like that.
Sometimes you just busy and stuff. I'm getting here, Kubo. I'm getting here. Okay, here we go. This is what I wanted to show Snow earlier and could not show her. This is adorable. You got a little geeky.
Oh, my God.
Look at it. I would wear this as an adult because it's just.
Can I have a baby just to have that?
Yes, yes. And it's from BuzzFeed, so there's more. Ha ha. Now. Ha 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 ha.
All right. What?
There's that.
Oh, my God. That is so cute.
Now, these are not necessarily rain day. It starts off, this is a raincoat, obviously. But this is things you should have around the house. Little people like this.
Oh, my God.
This is something you could do on a rainy day. You could put together a little draw a scribbling robot. And no, if the millionth time somebody keeps asking, what happened to Robot Natrix? I don't know where Robot Natrix is. He is somewhere in the house, lost. And no, he's not put together, so there's pieces missing. But there's a Pre-Teenatrix has a spider robot, and that one is loose in the house and put together.
Oh,
so when I see it, I'm going to step on it because I'm going to be scared because, you know, it's been a while when it comes out.
And it's a spider.
I'm going to scream, and then I'm going to beat it to death. This is something I think, okay.
The Hobbit Playhouse. Oh, my God.
Either one of these I would love to have on a rainy day because this is where I would be with a little person.
Yes.
If I had a small one, we would be outside in this just having a ball, pretending like we're hobbits. Or even the ship, this is a good thing to have. This is also a good thing to have in Texas because it floods. You might have to use this to get away. Just saying. Now, as we were saying, with your phones and things like that, this soccer ball is also a charger for your phone. So this
nice.
Is a good place you'd put some extra power in case it rains. Tinker Toys, good things to have. I know, like I said, some of you are way too digital. Get some of this stuff just to keep around the house when it rains. This one I would not recommend. Unless it's a light rain day, maybe you want to go outside and ride, but I don't recommend it.
I would not recommend that either. No.
This is a lightning draw, so we don't want to do that one. No
yeah.
kites. None of this
no
is,
kites.
This
oh, now that's
is
cute.
Awesome.
That is cute.
This is awesome. It holds the chalk, although I have a fear of chalk, so I would not have it. I do. Okay, keep in mind the era that I grew up in when they didn't make chalk the way they were supposed to and it would give you ringworms.
I
have a fear of chalk. I, like, freak out. I got to wash my hands. I'm like, wash my hands. So, yeah, you got to be careful. Well, not now. I think now they make it a lot better, but they tried to kill us back in the day. Okay, so Shark Plane Bike. Again, some of this stuff, this is good for rainy day, but not a heavy rain day. This is where you got little person on his raincoat, and you just kind of go outside and walk around. You got an umbrella. Let him or her roll around and have a blast. This will be something fun to do.
Oh, my God, the iPod mini jukebox. I want it.
Awesome. I do not know if it holds a charge, but I'm pretty sure that you could find one that has a one you can charge up. They have
usually if you plug it into anything, it charges at the same time. So
yeah. So you well not the I was talking about the jukebox itself because it's going to give power
right.
obviously to this.
Yeah, more than likely
it charges up because I've seen one like this in Target that charges.
Yeah.
It's a small one. It can fit on a shelf. You keep it just in case. What's something else down here I wanted to look at? No birds. Remember, lightning, no birds. Don't do birds and lightning. This one.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen this before?
Yes, I love that so much.
I saw this in Toys R Us, and I almost bought it. It is the most awesome thing ever.
Holy crap. I would bring that to school and show my kids.
Yes, and you should because they're not expensive either. Here's something to do inside.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, you don't have to actually buy this kit. Everybody has duct tape in the house. You just, you know, have a good time. You know, if any kind of tape, box tape will do. If you let your kids paint it, you put it down on the floor. I would not advise putting it on your wood floor, maybe plastic.
And yeah.
Kind of let them paint and draw on it, and then they can play with their cars. And, you know, this is, you know, good for rainy day also. If you were like my grandmother, where when it was storming, you better turn those lights off. Turn everything off. Unplug the toaster. It's going to get shocked. Okay. So if you got one of those, good thing. Look at this one.
Oh, that's cute.
Scientists will appreciate this. Balloon.
That is cute.
Car. I love this. I had to make one of these mousetrap cars.
Oh, I get how it works. Okay.
Yeah,
you float the balloon.
And then
when you let it go, the air propels it. Okay,
yes.
I get it.
Yes. You can't do those outside.
Go up. What was that?
This is a fossil
box?
Yeah.
What?
Now, this is good after it has been raining, okay? So this would be something you would plan to get the kids to discover. You would plan this out. Like, if you know how they tell you it's going to rain in a few days. I know some of you are like, I'm not that well-meaning, but you can be. Just go outside, do it, have some fun.
I wish you could see how excited I am right now.
I know, I'm equally excited. I'm trying to be like,
awesome. This is something I would do if I had kids. I'd be like hiding shit everywhere. Go on an archaeological expedition.
Okay, we're not going to look at that one. This is something fun to do. You know something else fun to do?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Something else fun to do. Pre-teenagers from, you know, little bitty was always fascinated. She's afraid of thunder, but she's always fascinated with the before, all the changes that happen outside. So she had a little weather center thing that she had, like an anemometer and a thermometer and some other things that I'd let her go outside and record, you know, the conditions, you know, what's the sky look like and what kind of clouds are these? Is these cumulonimbus? Are these cirrus? Or are these stratus clouds? So she learned what the clouds were and what they do. She understands low and high pressure and what causes rain. But you have to make it something fun for them and during a storm. And yes, as a geek, you should be teaching them something because the geek shall inherit the earth. So make sure you get your kids ready to inherit the earth. Even you, because I learned some of this stuff, but I forgot it until, you know, she comes along. This right here, I just want it.
That really looks cool, actually. And it reminds me of Tron.
I just want it. I would ride this around, rain or shine, but especially when it rains. I'd get a glowing suit. I'm just rolling around the neighborhood, making the sound. Yeah, I just want it. I'm just going to tell y'all flat out, I really want this. You got this one, too, which is cute.
Ooh, no.
Chalk bike? You don't like the bike chalk?
I don't like the sound chalk makes when it runs. I've just got goosebumps. My skin is crawling.
Oh, what, over the concrete?
Yeah, I can't stand the sound.
See, I picked up on your goosebumps, so mine is I don't like to hear people bite their forks. Same thing. This is something fun to do.
That's cute. The temporary hand tattoos.
Yes. You know. Power's out. This is snow, rain. I'm talking about rain because I'm from Texas. We mostly get rain. But for you snow people, look at this.
That's awesome.
Snow. Put the snow in it. Have a fabulous time. What was it this past winter? I don't know where it was, where everybody was outside having a snowball fight in the city. They were about to shut the city down. They were about to have a blizzard. I thought that was awesome. I mean, obviously, I hope all of you made it home safely, but I thought it was awesome. And a very geeky thing, too.
Oh, scroll down. Oh, I thought there was more to him than just that.
Well, there's more to him, but we're not going to click on that. Okay. We got issues today.
All right, let me...
Okay, wait a minute. I be not done. I got a couple more things I want to show you. Those of you, my geeks.
Well, that's cute.
Yes, look at that. Doctor Who. Unfortunately, our ginger's not here to see her Doctor Who umbrellas. You can find these on Geek Alert.
You want me to get the high register for her? I don't know if I can manage
it. Go ahead. Give it a try. But you can grab one of these. They are $34.99. That is in euros, but so which means it's even more.
What the hell it is in U.S. dollars?
It's going to be even more in U.S. dollars. But I'm not even a doctor. What do they call it? Whovians? Or that's what they're called?
Yeah, Whovians.
Yeah, I'm not even a Whovian, and I think I would think it was so cool to have.
I think it's cute, but I wouldn't want it just because I it's not like something I would be like, oh, that's so freaking awesome.
Well, you know what's bad is I have an umbrella over there, the Umbrella Corporation from Resident Evil umbrella, that I refuse to take outside to use when it's raining.
Really?
I refuse because as a geek, I'm like, it's going to ruin my umbrella. That makes no sense, does it?
Not a damn, bit.
I looked at it yesterday. I looked at it yesterday, and I'm like, I should take my Umbrella Corporation umbrella out. No, I'm not. Then when I went by the GameStop, the guy's like, it's raining. Where's your Umbrella Corporation? At home. Are you kidding me? I'm not getting my umbrella wet. No, makes no sense.
You'll have to excuse us. We're a little crazy.
I am not getting my umbrella wet.
Speaking of umbrellas, I have a couple I want to show.
Show.
Yes, this first one is actually one of my favorite umbrellas I have ever seen. Give me a second. Let me find it. There it is. All right, so check this shit out. Do I need to click on my face? Let me click on my face. I don't know if that helps at all. But this is a ninja umbrella.
Oh, hell,
when you're right, when you're wearing it, you can put it on your back like a katana, right?
Ooh.
Wait, no. What is it? Is a katana on your back? I think so.
Katana.
Okay. So the katana is like a katana on your back, and then whenever it starts to rain, you can take it off like a sword and then go shoosh. And then you just take it out and be like, what? I didn't. Everybody's like, oh, you're going to cut us. And then you open up the umbrella like, what? That'd be awesome. Right? Right?
Right, man. Right.
Okay. Now, another one is a Blade Runner LED. I don't know. Did it switch for you guys? Yeah, it switched. Is a Blade Runner LED type umbrella. Y'all know the movie Blade Runner? Harrison Ford, long time ago. Really awesome movie. If you've not seen it, watch it. But this is an umbrella that's very futuristic looking. Some people are like, ooh, it's a lightsaber. No, it's Blade Runner. Watch the movie. You'll understand.
Wow.
Trust me. Look how awesome that is.
Is it expensive? Is it expensive?
It's actually $24.80, and that's it.
That's actually not bad.
That's really not bad at all. Nope. So I found those two umbrellas I wanted to show off because they're very cute. And I actually have a couple of other things. Let me get those pulled up. As soon as I do that, make sure I'm not showing y'all my prawn or anything. Give me a second. Now, I do want to show you a couple things that's not really like this. I do want to show this. Hold on. So I found these that I thought was adorable. This is my favorite. I would rock this all
the
time.
You didn't finish that sentence. So now that I see this, I understand what the end of that sentence was supposed to be.
What
it's
sentence?
Not really weather-related because you said this is not really. And then you went, you've been hanging around me too long because I do that all the time. And it is because my mouth cannot keep up with my brain. My brain is like, fuck it, I'm just going to finish the sentence in the head. They're going to figure it out anyway. Why should I finish the sentence?
And I like this one because I do this all the time. I make horrible science puns, but only periodically. Get it? Periodic table?
Yes.
And then Bill Nye or Die. Oh, yes, that's right.
Bill.
And then I have a couple others. So this is another one of my favorites. It's a nap. See it?
It's a nap.
That's funny. And then I saw this little cartoon that I thought was funny. Like when, you know, well, you want to know why it rains?
Oh, that's just hilarious. Oh.
I thought that was so funny. And then I found, of course, cloud jewelry, which I thought was really pretty.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, that is really, really pretty. It's got a little drizzle coming down. I love the chain. And then something that I wish Ginger was here to see, this little Ewok hat that she would love.
Hat.
Yeah.
Hopefully I get to knit this coming year and I get to make some of y'all stuff that y'all like.
Adore this. Absolutely.
And totally looks like something. Oh, it has the hand pockets on the end, too.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. She would freak out. I can imagine the high register now.
Yes.
Really.
Yes. Because she loves some ears. Something with ears on it is always
anything
good.
With ears. Anything.
All right. So I got some more umbrellas.
All right.
I just posted this on Facebook. Make sure you're following us on Facebook. Twitter, Pinterest, all them places. Sometimes I post stuff up in the middle of the week that goes on our Pinterest. And a lot of you like that. So thank you. Thank you, Jude. Thank you.
Yes,
for liking.
She does.
I appreciate that. I like when my my Pinterest is validated. This is my favorite one. I was 5 and he was 6. He wore black and I wore white. Bang, bang.
Look at this. That's awesome. The only problem with that is I can see people freaking out about it. He's got a bomb. Oh, my God. Really?
He's got a gun. No. Bang. Yeah, sure I do. Bang, bang. Yeah. This, because you see where I posted this up on our Twitter. I want this. Let's go look and see what it costs.
All right.
Look at that. That's cheap.
That is not bad at all. Oh, my God.
That is cheap. That is super cheap. And this could be Joker-esque, if you will, if you want to say
yeah.
Joker. Or just comic book geek in general.
Yeah, definitely.
I love it. Oh, my God, I want it. I'm also checking out this proton pack over here outside of the corner of my eye. I'm like, that's a proton pack. That's a backpack.
What?
It's a backpack? It is a proton pack. Girls, go on and click on that. This can be used to carry your stuff if you
all
have
right,
to make
that.
It
awesome.
Yes. And you know what? Matter of fact, to make it a rainy day thing, if you had to escape like I did during Hurricane Ike and you needed to carry your things with you, this would be the bag you would know your stuff is in because it looks geeky, techie, all kind of stuff. Put your laptop in there, your iPad, your phone, the cords and everything, and this is what you carry on your back because this is the most important thing you need to keep up with, especially nowadays. All your information's there. That's how you get in touch with people. So this is awesome. Is this not awesome?
Really? I'm watching. I'm tired. Look, I'm tired.
Were you having a conversation in your head?
I am. I thought I was talking out loud.
No, you ain't talking out loud.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yes, that actually is really cool. I like the detail on it. Like, they really went with all the wires and shit.
Yes.
I really like
then
that.
I like how these are, I think these are, they look like drawstrings to me. It might just be a random string, but I thought they were drawstrings and really cool. Stuff that can fit in here, I don't really know. Water bottle, I don't really know. But
that actually is perfect for a water bottle. And I did say that in my head a few minutes ago, that the little gun part was good for a water bottle.
$40.
That's actually not bad at all.
No, and if you take good care of it, you can probably resell it because, you know, Ghostbusters does not go away. They just don't. Not going to happen. You're not going to ever not be able to get rid of this, especially since they're about to re-release it. Did I tell you that they're re-releasing? They're doing a sequel, and it's going to be all women. And we get our Melissa McCarthy's in it, whom I absolutely adore.
I do.
I think we talked. I showed you guys this one before. I'm gonna jump to another umbrella. This one here.
I like that one too. Yeah.
I think we did
the bat signal.
Yes. I love it, girls. Get this for your guy friend, and for yourself. You get you one that has Batgirl on it, which would be awesome. This one's for Ginger. She's not here to see it, but it is a clear raincoat with,
oh God, ears.
Ears.
That's for the times where you're wearing a cute outfit and you really don't want to ruin it with a raincoat.
That's right. You want him to see it. And
yes.
Have ideas about what you're going to do with that raincoat.
Yes, exactly. Because that could be the only thing you wear.
Yeah, later.
That's what I'm saying.
Later on, baby. Later on, I'm going to show you what else this raincoat does.
It doesn't just protect from rain, baby. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think this is cute. And it's very much a 60s throwback, which this is one part of the 60s that I love. I love that they had the see-through raincoats and boots and umbrellas. And I cannot find me a see-through umbrella anywhere. Can you believe that?
I am not very fond of this. I don't know. The see-through thing for me, I don't know. I'm just not a big fan.
You know why I love those see-through umbrellas from the 60s? Because they're huge. Like, you can fit 15 people under that thing. It's like a dome.
That's true. That's true.
That's what I want one for. I want one of those. And I did see a lady at the bus stop with one the other day, but I could not stop to ask her. It's like, hey! Rain is flying in my face when I roll down the window. Hey! Where you get that umbrella? Where you get that umbrella? Yeah, well, it's not going to work out too well. But if I see her again, and I will in the next few days because it's going to storm, I'm going to ask her where she got it from. She has the big one, the big domey one. If y'all know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah. It looks like a dome.
Yeah, I remember
those. And I'm making the symbol with my hand like you can see. Like, you can fit 15, 20 people under that umbrella. Not that I'm going to be fitting all of y'all under there, but it's just the space. I like the room that I'll have to walk because nobody will be near me. That irritates me, too. Our umbrellas now, people's umbrellas clack together because they're so small and everybody that irritates me.
I have one. It's like blue and white, but it's huge. And multiple times when I'm walking into the school and it's raining and I see another teacher, and they're trying to hustle to the school, I'll like run over and be like, come on, you can share my umbrella, because it's big enough for two people. So we're like walking into school, huddled underneath my umbrella. I like the big umbrellas because it can make a sense of camaraderie. You know, it kind of lends to being nice to somebody. That's why I like
it. I just don't want nobody near me so I can have my.
I don't like them in my personal space, but if it's raining, I can make a I can make an exception.
I don't make no exceptions. Get up off me.
You see what I have to deal with? I'm just saying.
See, now all of these are cute little raincoats. Now, here's another rainy day project. If you can find one of these clear businesses, even for little people, you can paint Mario or whomever on it. Although I'm in love with this one. Oh, my God. I was looking for this one.
Ooh, that is nice.
Very Assassin's Creed.
That is scary as shit. I like it, though.
Yes. And you know it's expensive. I wonder how much it costs. Who made this? I want to click on it. I have to. It doesn't say where. I hate when y'all do this. This is why I don't like Tumblr. I don't care
about
the
shit, but they don't tell you where to get it.
Yeah, I don't need you posting pictures. I want to know where you got it. Now I'm going to have to do a picture search and find it. See what y'all do?
That is. See, for me, the hood's a little too big for my taste, especially compared to her body. But
that's why I love it, because I could walk around like that with my head down. I'm very dramatic, as y'all haven't figured out.
She really is very dramatic, yes.
Just with my clothes. I love dramatic clothes. I would walk around with my head down, and I'd probably try to find me something that I can wear under there, some glasses, something that just kind of gave off a faint glow, just so I could scare some people. Oh, that would be fun. Isn't this awesome? It looks like the hood comes off, too. See, if you look.
Are you sure?
Well, see, look right up in here, and I swear I'm seeing a zipper right here or something.
I don't know. I don't really see anything.
It's like I'm going by this right here, the way it's kind of, it's not the same, you know. Look at, I'm not making sense.
I got you. I'm just really tired, and I don't really see.
I want it.
You would wear the hell out of that, too.
All day, every day. I actually had
all
a jacket.
All day, air day.
I had a jacket similar, but it had fur inside. The fur takes away from the scary, unfortunately. It's warm, but it takes away from the scary when I, you know, lift up, because you see all that.
Yeah.
I had a kind of a black fur, but it's kind of very faintly tipped in white. So you don't look so scary. You just look like, oh, there's a girl wearing a cute coat. I want you to be scared when you see me coming. All 5'1" of me. No. It's about time.
Really? I'm just saying.
It's going to be all right. Shh. More lovely raincoats. Oh, look at that.
Okay, that one is actually awesome. That's like a post-apocalyptic,
very Mad
scary
Max.
Shit looking thing. Yeah, very, very Mad Max.
Very Mad Max. For those of you who like it, I'm going to go see it. I never saw the original, so this will be my first.
I saw all the originals, and I'm going to see this one. It better live up to the hype.
Oh, well, you're going to have to tell me, because I won't know.
Oh, I will, because I'm telling you, I love the, the first one I think was a flop, but I'm talking about the one, I can remember this one scene vividly where this little toddler girl gets run over, but you don't see it happen. All you see is, like, her shoe flying down the road. And it's just, oh, every single time, it's, like, stabbed me in the heart.
See, that means it was well done. So I don't know what they're going to do with the new one. She's got a whole page of these types of jackets.
Ooh,
I love them.
Hello?
I think both you and I, we would wear this.
Oh, I have boots that are that high, but they don't have all the buckles. I like the buckles.
Good for rain. Also good for, again, caught in a storm. You were stupid. You tried to drive through the water. You didn't want to turn around and don't drown. Need these boots. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a couple tips. We're about to close out the show. If you are caught in a storm, people, where you seriously, we're kind of being lighthearted about it, but those of you who live in blizzards and storm areas, you people that live by volcanoes and earthquakes, I got nothing for you, really, other than, you know, run. But those of us who live in hurricanes, tornado alley, blizzards, if you are having to leave your home because it's flooding, if you don't have access to any of this stuff, I forgot to, an uninterruptible power supply is a good thing to have. The snow keeps telling me to get that I don't have, and I'm going to get one. Snow, I'm getting one. I'm doing pricing. If you need to leave your house and you just don't have anything else to pack your things in, a trash bag. Layer it, put your computer in it, put all your stuff in it, tie it as tight as you can, then add another trash
yes.
bag, and then tie it. Because I had to do that during Hurricane Ike. I didn't have anything to put my stuff in. And then you may say, well, why would I do that? Well, as it turns out, later on, we had to change vehicles. And the vehicle I had to put my stuff in the back of was a flatbed truck. So, if you know, with all the rain and stuff going on, my computer would have been destroyed with, you know, rain and so on. But I packed it very well. I put clothes in around it. See, in a pinch, put your clothes around it, sheets and all that. Pack your computer in it, trash bag it, tie it tight, and that saves your any of your gadgets. Put your computer in there, your iPad, your iPod, any of your stuff. The only thing you need to keep on your person specifically is that cell phone. But everything else, if you're worried about it getting flooded, some people live in low-lying areas, especially here in Houston, where it floods easily. And you don't want to, as soon as you realize the water's coming up, don't stand outside looking at it going, I wonder if it's going to come in the house. Assume it is.
And leave.
Yeah, unplug your computer, stop posting on Facebook, and put your shit in a bag and you know, bind it up. So if nothing else, you may lose a couple of things in your house. Those are the that thing there, the loss of that computer hurts. Worse than the furniture that you lose, worse than the carpet, it hurts because you don't have access to a damn thing when the computer's gone. You can't call anybody. You can't get to your emails, anything. So keep those things safe. Bag them up. If you don't have stuff, don't lose your stuff. I'm telling you. I saw that a lot on the news. Well, I left my computer in the house when we left. No, that was the first thing I grabbed. I grabbed my computer first, then the Xbox, PlayStation. I went for all my stuff that I know it's going to mean something to me if it's gone. I don't feel
yep.
like a person without my consoles and my computers. I just don't. So grab them up, people. Make sure they're safe. Stop posting on Facebook. Package it up. Get out. Start leaving your house as soon as the water looks like it's even coming up. So don't be saying, I'm going to ride it out. I've been here for 20 years. Just get your stuff and go. Those of you in the blizzards, when they tell you to get your ass in the house, stay in the house. Have your uninterruptible power supply, as Snow bitches at me often about, because your power's gonna go out. And if you have something on your computer that you want, takes one good surge, and it's all gone, people. It's all gone. You all know how this works. You're geeks, but we just don't pay attention. And be careful.
You know how many times I've heard from her say, oh, my power went out, my computer just flickered. Do you have a UPS?
No, I do not. And I'm saying it on air. I am guilty of having lost a ton of things sometimes that
yes.
I wanted to keep. I'm guilty of having lost it. Sad. It's sad.
Even Snow has a UPS sitting right here beside me.
Yes.
And my power has flickered many, many times, and my computer has never messed up.
I know. See how she rubbed it in my face?
I'm just saying.
See how she do me? See how she do me? All right, people.
All right, we are... She loves it and she knows it. You can tune in on Thursday. See, that's kind of hot. That's actually kind of hot to me. What? It is. What was I saying? Oh, yes. Tune in on Thursday for our Rough, Raw, and Ready show, because that's how we like it. Rough, Raw, and we're always ready. You can favorite, like, favorite, don't, because that's how we roll. And on that note, say goodnight, my bestie.
Goodnight, my bestie.
Excuse me. I've got to see the rest. If I'm going to see the rest, you're standing on my neck. Look right through me. Say I'm gloomy. Welcome to me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Yeah.
excuse me.
My nana was like, what the hell's wrong with your
hair?
Hair?
You already told me that. I already know.
Oh, you haven't seen it, though. All right,
people, we're out. Peace out.